Guest Elaine back, and for those of you that are just tuning in, oh boy, get ready. You know how we keep finding more and more good things to make your life better and to have it something that you can learn or use easily, quickly? Yes, that's what we're here to do. And of course, that prayer, what are we here for? One, reverence to divine spiritual nature of the universe, and the prayer that I use to call forth the goodness that I bring into my life through God's grace. And that prayer is, Lord, show me the best ways to have the most fun, lifting the largest number of people out of the most stress in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives. And then when people call us because we've succeeded, what do they get to say?
That was easy.
Yep. That was easy. Oh, boy, I love it. All right. And now a little bit about Ms. Elaine Williams, who has spent a good portion of her life not only coming from a large family and raising a good-sized family. On her quest, she has a wonderful eclectic background in natural and holistic healing. And her theme, she is here to do some major caring and serving. Basically, a mission of hers is to lighten the darkness of the world. And she says, I nurture and I am nurtured. I give and I receive. I teach and I learn. I touch and I am touched. All that is me is us. And this was a kind of the passion to her work that got put forth in June of 1996. And she's been involved in so many different kinds of things, with massage, with energy, EFT, the emotional freedom technique, and working with single mothers, and oh, I mean, the list is on and on. Well, you know, rather than go into extensive length, I want to leave as much time as possible, because last week, and you'll be able shortly, it may take a couple of weeks, but shortly in the archives, you'll want to listen, if you didn't, to that first show that we did, introducing the work that is there with the healing codes. And then we're going to go on today and carry that further. So here we go. I look forward to a wonderful time. My beloved listeners, here is our dear friend, Elaine Williams. Elaine?
Yes.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you back and to continue, because last week we talked about how Dr. Alex Lloyd came up with the healing codes work using, you know, what up to this point, unknown healing centers in the body. That's kind of intriguing, unknown healing centers. And what I'm curious, of course, is what other tools do the healing codes use in this process, and of healing the pictures and memories of the heart. So I'm going to turn this over to you for a bit, just to let you carry on in the best way you know how.
I love that, carry on. I love to carry on.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ken. I am so pleased to be here with your audience this morning. There is so much to share. I am a healing codes coach, certified healing codes coach. I think we mentioned that on the last call. I've been doing the healing codes since 2003, and it has made such an impact on my life. Like we discussed last week, I had a lot of major illness and attitudes that precipitated those illnesses, and so I've been able to clear up a lot of that. And in my process, my goal is to help people to help themselves create internal and external harmonious environments. One of the first things that we do in the healing codes is we become aware of what our issues are. You know, we may be slogging along through life thinking, oh, something's not working. I'm feeling distressed about something. Our bodies, our physiology will tell us when things are not going right. Our inherent wisdom gives us truth. And if we will recognize and become aware when things are not running smoothly in our life, then we can start the process. So awareness is the first thing that we need to start with. Okay, I've got an issue. What is my issue? The next thing is choice. What am I going to do about this? Am I just going to continue to wallow in it, or am I going to choose to do something? Now, when you start making that choice of choosing to do something about it, resources will come to you. It's amazing how the universe and God will send us what we need. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that's what happened for me with the healing codes. I was searching for faster, better, more effective, and easier ways of healing myself and of having more joy in my life. So just by choosing and making that request, putting it out there, if you will, that this is what I wanted, things started coming to me. The healing codes was one of them. Once you've made the choice and you find these resources that will come to you, you start to make a decision. Am I going to take this resource and use it for my life, or is there a better one? I chose the healing codes, and it's been so easy. Like Ken said, Dr. Lloyd, who developed the process, discovered four healing centers on the body. They're not meridians, and they're not chakras, so this was new. And so what you're doing is you're directing energy to those healing centers, directing conscious energy. One of the things, and you're using your hands, by the way.
Using what?
Your hands.
Oh, okay.
Now, in September of 2005, there was some new research. There's been a lot of research out there, but in September of 2005, there was research done by Masubo I always get his name a little confused, but I want to do it right. Hiramatsu. He's a scientist with the Central Research Laboratory in Japan, and he led some research on human hands emitting light. And the human eye can't see this light. It's invisible to the naked eye. But he had a photon counter, and he was able to use this counter to detect light emitting from the hands. What he found was that the fingernails release 60 photons, the fingers release about 40 photons, and the palms about 20. Now, if you add all that up, you've got this huge 120 photons coming out of your hands. And when you use those hands to direct energy to these healing centers, you are creating the most wonderful healing response in your body. So that's one of the tools that you use.
So So you're not having to buy special equipment, apparently.
Right, right. Simplicity is one of the hallmarks of the Healing Codes. You, like I said, you start with your awareness of your issue and your choice. What are you going to do about it? One of the choices you can make is to get the Healing Codes package, which you can do that on the website, which we'll give you in a little bit. But you use your hands, you use your heart, and you use your thought process to direct energy for healing within this wonderful system that we call the human body. Another wonderful piece of research is dealing with emotions. When I was teaching massage therapy, one of the tools that I used was a chart called the Emotional Man. Our bodies hold memories. Our tissues hold memories. And you can go to this chart and look at where the body holds these memories. In working with people in massage, what I found is when I would touch certain places, they would have emotional responses, like sometimes they would cry, sometimes they would hurt, you know, and you couldn't even see any bruises or anything. But certain memories would also come back. And so I started researching that. And then I found the emotional body chart, and it was just fabulous. Here's an for instance, in the neck, we hold confusion. We hold the feelings of never being good enough, blame, guilt, bitterness. In the shoulders, we could hold the need to be perfect. Where do we get that from, you know? From growing up, we have a lot of experiences of, oh, well, you have to do it this way. If you don't do it this way, then you're not good enough, you're not beautiful enough, you're not this enough, whatever. So our body starts to hold this tension. And throughout the years, these memories and these body tensions start to accumulate, and we go into dis-ease. Another prime location.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that, for our listeners, because I don't know what each of you is dealing with, we come here to what I call the school of life to learn, to have many experiences, and depending upon who we are and our experiences, there's been a variety of things, what we might call our issues or our challenges. And I do want to set a context while you're listening into this, because we may not get to cover everything, is that because, and we covered this last week, because scientists have proven 90%+ of every and any problem that we face, disease, you name it, has its roots in stress. And who doesn't have too much stress? So if you may be sitting there wondering, well, could this Healing Codes help me with a particular issue, I want to make sure we put forth the context that because of the powerful, powerful stress-relieving benefits that Elaine's going to share about, that yes, we're, the people at the Healing Code Center are hearing from folks with all kinds of different conditions that are getting amazing releases. And so there's no guarantee of what it'll do for you because this is not a medically proven technique. We're not medical practitioners, the people that use that. So, you know, be aware of that and yet also be aware of the powerful miracles that are coming forth from this. Thank you, Elaine, for letting me put that forward.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for just promoting the fact that stress is such a detrimental effect on the body. And stress can come in many ways. It can come with a word. Somebody says something to you that hurts your feelings. Somebody can do something overtly destructive to you, traumatic. Like there's so much abuse out there now, physical abuse, sexual abuse, just all kinds of abuses. And we will store that in our systems. And how do we release that? If we don't release it, it continues to build up and becomes a physiological issue. Headaches, you know, you can just think about this. It's so simple. We will get a headache from something as simple as somebody making a comment to us. And where do we feel it? Not just in our head, usually in our neck, our jaws, all of those areas. And it can gravitate throughout our whole body. So what we want to do is release that stress as soon as possible. And by doing the healing codes, directing the energy, we can release that very, very gently. We don't have to do any major big thing. We just hold the hand positions, say the prayer, and think about a truth-focused statement or something that's positive. And we can change the state of our physiology just by doing that. We have the power within us to heal ourselves. We have prayer. We have our inherent wisdom, which everybody comes into this life with. But it gets programmed out of us. You know, it's like, don't do anything without first consulting a physician. What does that tell you? That you're not smart enough? Excuse me, I've been living in this body for 59 years. I have some wisdom here. So you have to learn how to trust yourself, your inherent wisdom that will only give you truth. So with the healing codes, what we do is we start to unravel those pictures, those traumas that we've been accumulating all of our life. And sometimes it's not even our own stuff. It could be generational issues that we will want to unravel. We don't have to go through the whole process of bringing it up again, bringing up all the pain and the anguish. All we have to do is recognize, I have an issue. When was the first time I felt this issue? And we get back to that very core taproot that I call, and we clear that taproot, and it's amazing how it permeates the rest of our lives. Our attitudes change, our relationships change, our thinking and our feeling changes, and we start to receive peace in our body and in our minds and in our hearts. There's a lot of research that's been out there now that have shown that the heart and the mind are connected. They found heart brain cells in heart tissue. This is fascinating. So
brain cells in heart tissue?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, what does that mean?
That means that your thinking does not just come from your mind. It comes from your heart as well. And when you connect your heart and your mind, it affects your physiology, and it affects what you put out in your life as you. This is fascinating science.
Wow. So the heart is much more than just a muscle, and it's more than feelings. If I'm hearing you correctly, that at a cellular level, the heart is also an organism that contributes to the thinking that we can do.
Absolutely.
And that's the feelings.
There's physiological connections between the heart and the brain. It's a lot of people don't know about this new science. I'm always researching about what is the latest and the greatest. There's more and more research being done on energy resonance and how we are energetic beings, and we have the ability to direct energy within ourselves and also out of ourselves. Have you ever gone in a room where you felt the energy was really adverse, like you knew somebody was arguing in there or having a fight? You could feel that energy.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever gone in a room where you knew that, ooh, there was some love energy going on there, and oh, wow, you could just tell. You didn't have to know it, but you could feel it. All of that is resonant energy, and we are projecting it all the time outside of us and within us. And so just knowing that, then we can start to manage that energy. It's sort of like feng shui of the body. You know, feng shui is pretty much the management of the flow of energy. And most people think that's about, you know, how you place your furniture. Mm. But the underlying issue with feng shui is, how does this placement serve my best and highest good? With the healing codes, managing the energy using your hand positions, you are also doing the same thing. How does this serve my best and highest good?
Wow. Wow. Okay. And I guess we're kind of getting curious about some of your experiences as a coach. You've worked with a number of people. One quick thing is, while a person can do the healing codes work on themselves, you as a coach can assist them. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay, in the process. So they don't have to, especially if, I don't know about others, but when I've been pretty hurting, sometimes that extra pair of helping hands means so much. And that would be a role that you could do.
Absolutely.
And what about others? Can someone besides myself do the healing codes on me?
Yes. With the healing codes package, you can, once you learn it, you can use it for your family members. You can use it on your animals, because animals are family members to a lot of people. I know my cat is a family member, and so I've used it on my cat. I can use it on long distance, when your children leave home and they go off to college or get married or whatever, and you still have concerns about them. As a parent, you can use it on them to help and support their positive process. And so, because energy is all over, and you can direct it anywhere in the world.
Mm.
It's just like cell phones, you know?
Yeah.
You just dial in the right combination, and you can be instantly connected. With the healing codes, it's like the codes are like, remember when you were in high school and you had to get into your gym locker and you had to have the right code for the lock so you could get into your locker?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, nowadays, we have to have the right PIN code to get into our credit card or to our bank account, or we have to have the right codes to get into our cars that have the push button entries. There are codes for everything. So what you would use for yourself might be a little different. The code might be a little different for your family members. But you can use them to work on personal issues that aren't even physical, that are performance issues.
Wow. So one of the things, as you were speaking, I was kind of thinking about how to understand this, and I was thinking of, for instance, a piano, that each of the keys could be a code, or part of a code, and that several, let's say several keys made up a code.
Right.
And just like in our taste for music, at different times, people like different types of music, and not everyone likes the exact same kind of music. And so I don't know, with the healing codes, is there that same sort of a thing where different conditions respond to different sets of codes, just like playing different chords on a piano?
Yes, and also along with your analogy of the piano is the resonance that's created, the resonant the sound, the frequency of sound is different based on the combination of keys. Same with the healing codes. Certain combinations of hand positions will support the healing of certain issues. And Dr. Lloyd has put those together. In our list of issues, what we start with is the 12 days to a changed life. And the first thing is unforgiveness. The second thing is harmful actions. And the third thing is unhealthy beliefs. These are called inhibitors. So Dr. Lloyd has put codes together for those specific issues. And so once you release the negatives, then you want to infuse the virtues.
Okay, so we're not just going after a particular symptom to relieve a symptom directly by working on it, but there's some foundational work of bringing some things into alignment. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that increases the success, do you think?
Yes, because we don't even know what a lot of those destructive pictures are or those memories are when we first start. We can't always identify them because we may not even consciously know what they are. So when Dr. Lloyd put the program together, he put the basic program called 12 Days to a Changed Life together, and that was the unforgiveness, the harmful actions, the unhealthy beliefs, and then the healing virtues. There are 9 healing virtues. And so you start with those. And then after you do your 12 days, then you're assigned a coach usually. And that coach will help you with specific issues and give you custom codes for those specific issues. And that's where the fun begins, when you can really get down to the nitty-gritty and say, all right, here's my personal issue, and let's find the taproot to that, and let's do a custom code to release that taproot that's affecting my, you know, say my relationship with my spouse or my relationship with my children or boss or how I'm feeling about myself. Or, like I said, performance issues or spiritual issues, whatever it is.
Okay. So, in any to deal with whatever is throwing us off of balance or getting in the way of us having a wonderfully fulfilling life, at the root of it are some imbalanced energies or some patterns that have been put into place within us. And when those patterns are brought into balance or releasing the negative effects of some old stuff, as we might call it, the famous word baggage.
Right.
It's kind of like you're this amazing baggage handler there that can get it off the carousel of our life that keeps us going around in loops sometimes. I don't know about the rest of you folks. I'd like to say I never made the same mistake more than once, and I can tell you that I have repeated a number of things over and over in my quest to get well and find some ways out of some of those ruts, as we call them. And so, boy, when I think about the healing codes, you know, if we're driving down the road of life with all the bumps and the ruts, do you think the healing codes might be the best shock absorbers we could ever have?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, faster, better, more effective, easier, and fun.
And fun, too.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
now,
fun.
Folks, imagine, not only can you do this to get well and improve your life, it's easy and enjoyable. And I think we mentioned, was it Dr. Ben Johnson, a medical doctor that was running a successful alternative cancer clinic that came down with Lou Gehrig's disease? And could you tell us a little bit about his experience with the healing codes and his success,
yeah,
as well as a few others? Because it makes me feel good to hear other people's success stories.
Dr. Ben, we call him Dr. Ben. It's Dr. Ben Johnson. He's an ND, a DO, and a naturopathic physician. And he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, which is ALS. And it's the same thing that a lot of people are dealing with more and more out there. There was no cure for that. And he knew that his mortality was probably about 5 years away. And he happened to come across Dr. Lloyd. And remember how I said in the beginning, when you are aware and when you make a choice, that the resources will be sent to you? Well, same thing happened to Dr. Ben. He was able to connect with Dr. Lloyd, and he used the healing codes and was able to heal the Lou Gehrig's disease within about 2 months.
Two months?
2 months. Now, not everybody gets that same result because not everybody is the same. But that was pretty profound, and he took a look at that and ended up leaving his cancer clinic practice and combining with Dr. Lloyd. They now travel the world teaching about the healing codes because it is so simple, so absolutely simple. There are, I'll give you some of my own personal experiences with my own healing of my own issues. I, like I said last week, I've had heart disease all my life. Since 9 years old, I had heart damage from rheumatic fever. And so I've always had heart issues and enlarged heart, you know, mitral valve prolapse, all of that stuff. So I haven't had a lot of energy, excuse me, a lot of energy, and then that set me up for other things like lupus and that. I was able to manage with a lot of other modalities, but I never really got clear of a lot of the ramifications of the heart issues. I would have a lot of heart pain. What I found with healing codes is I don't have it. If it does show up, I just do a code and it's done. Within minutes, it's gone. Being able to release stress, because when you've got those kinds of issues, stress will bring things up again. Every time I'm feeling stressed, I just do a healing code. Because I know how to do custom codes, I can do custom codes on myself for whatever the issues are. I've been able to do work on generational issues, issues relating to my childhood, and not just my own childhood, but pain and stress that was passed down through my mother, you know, the agony that my mother went through in her childhood. I was able to release the anger at my parents for not being the kind of parent that I needed, for the abuse, the neglect, all of that. Because those kinds of things can really bear down on you and keep you from being the most vibrant self that you're supposed to be.
We all know people have been through some pretty tough times, and for many of us, it's our own story. You know, not exactly the same as yours, but who out there, my beloved listeners, hasn't... you know, been through some pretty rough stuff in this school of life, and if we don't address those things, it's just kind of like another straw on the camel's back. And when people say, well, the body is capable of living 120, 140 years. There's people in different parts of the world, the Himalayas, in different countries that have a lifestyle that doesn't have a lot of stress and good, healthy food, and they are literally vigorous and vitally alive at 120, 140 years old, hanging out on mountaintops, mountainsides, working. So that stress and strain that we haven't addressed is another straw on that camel's back, and pretty soon we just start to bow down under the pressure of all that weight. And then, you know, it's not just we're being alive, but it's kind of like trudging through life. I don't know how many of you can relate to, you know, some of that lost vitality and just, well, we're doing our best. But when we look at young children and the joy, and I don't know about you, but how many times have I felt some jealousy about, oh, darn, yearning for those days of youth? Well, mm-hmm. Well, you know, Elaine, how, you know, if people go, I believe it's to... www.thehealingcodes.com. That's thehealingcodes.com. They can learn about what comes in the package that you could help them with, right?
Absolutely.
And then for those of you that are going, wow, I've got to learn more from this woman. Phone number 702-636-0506, and that's in the Las Vegas area. Also, for email, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at MomServe. That's MOMSERVE. .com. Did I get those right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. We want to make sure, because sometimes people can tune in briefly and have to dash off for something else, and it's important that they, you know, get this vitally important information in a way to go further with it. So go ahead. Carry on.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that I'm sure a lot of people have been working with is weight. And I've been using the healing codes for my weight, and it's been amazing. The cravings are gone.
Yeah.
The need to crunch is gone. The need to eat every single thing on my plate and anybody else's plate around me is gone.
Can't take
mother,
you to a picnic, yeah?
Yeah, as a mother of five kids, it's like, you know, I grew up in the days where you better eat everything on your plate because the children in China are starving.
Yes.
And so that was instilled in me, and so I, you know, the program was you have to eat everything on your plate. You can't let any food go to waste. Well, instead of it going to waste on my waste, leaving it on the plate. But what it does is it has cleared my mind so that I don't feel that insatiable need that to for oral gratification of when I'm stressed, throwing something in my mouth, you know. So I'm able to manage my eating more effectively using the healing codes. I'm able to manage the emotion around the need to self-nurture. And that has been such a freedom to me.
Oh, well, and would that help at all? Because I know for myself, while I've cleaned up and been free of drugs and alcohol, tobacco and all that for 23 years, food at different times in my life has been something where if I had some upset and some emotion that I wasn't expressing properly, I could use food to basically stuff that emotion as I stuff myself with food.
Right, right, exactly. The other thing that it's done for me, this is amazing, I've been able to put my TV in the closet. I don't have this need, because I'm a single woman.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels a little lonely, you know. It's like, oh, I need to hear a human voice or whatever.
Isn't it kind of cramped watching it in there?
That was good. That was really good. I just put it in the closet because I didn't need it anymore.
You don't? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say there was some technique that I was missing here. Okay.
That was good. No, but what it was is having the desire to be free of that because it was like habits. You can release habits that you've gotten into that really don't serve your best and highest good
okay,
by using healing codes. And so one of the habits was watching the news every night, which is not good right before you go to sleep and hearing about all those people dying and all the negative stuff. So I made a choice that, I want to release this. It wasn't an addiction, but it was a habit. And so I said, I want to release this habit of needing to watch the news every night. One is I wanted to get more sleep, 8 hours of sleep, because I knew that would serve my best and highest good, and not watching all that negativity. So I did a healing code on it. And it's as simple as that. You can use it on simple things like that, releasing habits that don't serve your best and highest good. And so for the last week and a half, the TV has been in the closet, and that has been success for me, as simple as that might seem. Other habits that we have, you know, M&M addictions or potato chip addictions or whatever it is that takes us away from being fully in control of who we want to be. And I look at the healing codes as a self-care technique, just like brushing your teeth every day is a self-care technique.
Mm-hmm.
And I will use it every day because it's so simple. Once you learn it, you know, once you get the package and you learn it, You use it on yourself. You use it on, you know, whatever you need to use it on. I had a client that her a loved one was dying. The stress that goes on with somebody dying, knowing they're terminally ill, knowing they're dying, everybody's in stress. This client was able to do the healing codes to manage that stress and to be more at peace with letting go of this loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's a pretty good tool to be able to have when you're going through something as major as that.
Yeah.
You can use it for clarity of thought when people are studying, when they're cramming for tests. Being able to relax enough so that the brain will pick up all the information and hold on to it. You can use it for everything.
Wow. Wow. So I don't know about others, but there's been times that when I'm in some pain or discomfort, I'm trying to figure out, what do I do? Where did it come from? What can I do to stop it? And sometimes that gets confusing and more stressful because I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing from you with the use of the healing codes, we don't necessarily have to figure it all out, do
nope.
we?
Just identify, okay, I'm feeling stressed. I don't know what it is. And just say the prayer, do your hand positions, and just relax into it. And it's amazing. I did the healing codes before I got on this call. It was like, oh, wow, you know, being on air is not always that easy if you're not used to it.
Sure.
And so I just took a couple of minutes and did some codes and hand positions and was totally relaxed. And I said, okay, God, whatever's supposed to come out of my mouth, let it be.
There you go. And it's something that's so fascinating that people may be wondering, well, you know, what is this, you know, these energy pathways, stuff is, from our last show. I think you explained that these centers are all around the head, at the
yes.
temples, the bridge of the nose, the jaw back near the back of the jaw, the Adam's apple. Is that all of them?
There's a couple more.
Oh, okay.
They can get those. They can get the combinations of the codes to use on those centers in their manuals.
Right. Now, can someone, if they didn't have a manual,
mm-hmm.
Is it still possible to contact you at this 702-636-0506?
Absolutely.
And work with you directly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so there's an option for people if they wanted to participate and have a manual and
mm-hmm.
training and to really, like, actually, you know, for their own selves, their family, to be really strong in having all of this available at their fingertips,
mm-hmm.
they could go to www.thehealingcodes.com and order a set of these things or contact you. Prior to that, to get some experience of the power and benefits of this. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Ah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And are you finding with different issues that you can often produce results for people in a fairly short amount of time?
Oh, yes. Usually with the Healing Codes package, you'll get 8 sessions of coaching support.
Okay.
And it doesn't take very long. Usually the sessions last less than 15 minutes for a typical Healing Codes coaching session if you've already got the package. And when I do my personal sessions, it goes longer because they don't have the package, so it takes a little more time, usually about 45 minutes to an hour. But you can start to feel the energy move very quickly. I was just talking to a client this morning, and he said, Elaine, you know, I feel this energy moving, and I know when I'm close to the point, and I know when I'm not close to the point because the energy is, I can feel it. A lot of times it feels like heat. It feels very warm and very calming. You'll find that your body starts to just settle down. That's why it's so good for releasing stress. You get through that first layer of that body angst, that anxiety, and you calm down, and then you can focus on, oh, well, here's what I feel the issue is that I need to work on. Then you can identify where the taproot is. And that's what we coaches do, is help you to identify where's the taproot to that issue.
Ah.
Clear up that taproot, and it affects everything else forward and back.
Yeah, and so when you get to the source, and you can do that fairly quickly with the healing codes work, if I'm understanding correctly,
yes,
then you can really clear up these issues totally and completely.
Now,
get them out of, what is it called, removing them from your cellular memory? Can you really do that?
You release it from your cellular memory. Now, here's the neat thing.
Yeah.
When you clean up your stuff, if you're a parent, you're also affecting your children and their children. You're also cleaning it up back. You know, we talk in the scriptures about sins of the parents on the heads of the children.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that in our day and age right now, we are catalysts for change, generational change. And we are being given more and more tools that help us to manage this change that needs to happen. There is so much going on.
And I do want to point out, because in the whole range of our listeners, I want to, you know, honor that there is probably some very conservative, very liberal people out there listening in. And I think one of the key points is that when sometimes things are brought up about transgenerational healing, or that may not be in a comfort range for some of you. What I'd like to emphasize is that in this work, utilize it to a level that you're comfortable with, and it's perfectly fabulous to start just by taking care of some of your own personal issues or personal stresses, and if you find that, wow, your kids are doing better, or your parents or grandparents are doing better, well, call that frosting on the cake. And for those of you that may be open to some of these concepts that are, you know, a little bit new to many of the people out there, sure, you know, there's things that we're constantly discovering in science that we didn't know before. So when we open a door to something that is amazing and a new awareness of a truth that's been there that we just didn't know about, computers, on and on, so many technological and other breakthroughs, there's always that learning curve. So I just want to encourage you to realize that you can enter this for many different reasons, and one that I want to Elaine to make mention in her program. Last week she began to talk about the difference in her weight program, weight loss, and then this key piece. Would you explain about the two uses of the word weight?
Oh, yes, thank you. One of the things I discovered was when you start looking at what are the aspects of the issue, the word that popped up in my mind was W-A-I-T, wait. What are we waiting for? And how can we be enlightened?
I'm waiting for more delayed gratification.
And when I looked at that, I started to identify, because I'm single,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I'm waiting for somebody to love me. Well, duh, the first thing you have to do is love yourself. And so I worked on that. And
So you're finding, if I'm thinking through this correctly, that the extra weight that a person may carry on their body, that there's an interrelationship between releasing that weight and coming into a healthy weight, and some of the things that they've been waiting for, or is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Who hasn't put more than a few things on hold? How many of you out there, as you're thinking through this, how many dreams or hopes or desires, how many of those bubbles have been burst with the stress of life and those unresolved energies impacting some negative health consequence in your life? And so your program specifically addresses some of that?
Yes.
Wow.
I had
now
a client.
So get ready, folks, and you may have to be hiring more staff, Elaine. 702-636-0506, phone number for Elaine in the Las Vegas area. The email, in case you prefer to use that as the initial contact method, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at momserve, M-O-M-S-E-R-V-E, .com. And then the website for more detailed information about the healing codes, www.thehealingcodes.com, thehealingcodes.com.
Very good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have a client that she's 74 years old, and so I proposed to her because she said, Elaine, I'm concerned about my weight. And so I said, well, tell me what you've been waiting for. She said, well, you know, I've been working with my husband in our business, and now we're retired. I raised all my children. And she mentioned that when she first got married, her whole life went into waiting on her husband, waiting on her children, literally, like, serving them.
Sure.
And so she has served everybody else, but has not taken time to serve her needs. And so she was feeling very empty inside. And when she realized that, she started realizing, oh, well, I used to like to paint, and I used to like to do knitting. And the vitality in her voice, just by realizing that,
mm-hmm.
was just tremendous. So she started to fill herself with what she needed, and she started feeling okay about that because she had given good service to her community and to her family. But that emptiness that she was feeling went back to what she was waiting for. And so she contacted me the next week and said, Elaine, my eating has changed and my clothes are getting looser just in a week. It was amazing.
Mm. Wow.
And that's what I'm finding for myself, too.
Oh.
There's not that body angst of, what do I need? I need something. I don't know what I need. Maybe it's something to eat. I'll put it in my mouth. But that doesn't satiate. And so there comes a peace. You know, doing the healing codes have helped me to identify areas of self-care that I need to be more aware of.
Mm.
So it's a pretty fantastic process. And I've studied a lot of different things.
Wow. And so I guess we could say, folks, if you're seeking, whether it's improvement in your life or some changes, or if you're dealing with some serious health issues, and looking into the healing codes, wherever in your mind you put your high priorities, if it's a picture, if you put it on the left or right, wherever you think of those high priority items in your life, I'd like you to think of the healing codes and go ahead and deliberately place that in the area in your mind where you go for these high priorities. I assure you, from talking with Elaine and my own personal experience, you're going to find some profound benefits in this, and something that you can use to empower yourself. I'm so pleased, Elaine, that you're willing from your busy schedule to take not just an hour, but the second hour to really give my listeners so much more insight into this. Remember, folks, Elaine is there and available. Elaine Williams, a Healing Codes coach, certified Healing Codes coach, at 702-636-0506. or Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, at momserve.com for you email fans out there. And we will have more information from time to time. And keep tuning in Saturday. Mark your calendar, Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific time, for more goodness coming at you. Elaine, I just want to thank you so much for sharing so caringly of your time and doing it with something of a profound, beneficial nature.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You're welcome. We'll keep you all posted as to different things, and feel free to send us your email comments, too, if you go to advancedliving.com, my website, or to the bbsradio.com and forward your comments. We love to hear from you. Wishing you, my beloved listeners, a fabulous week until we connect again next Saturday at 4 p.m. Pacific. May God be with you and bless you in all manners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Goodbye for now.
Let go of it, God. Let myself lose and let go of it.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.